This is Wade Brensky with the Chief Organizer's Report. It's not paranoia when they announce they're coming. When your name comes up in Google Alerts, it's good to know what's out there in the world. But mostly, my advice from years of experience, as often a pincushion for right-wing zealots, conspiracy hunters, and conservative crazies, is to treat it like water off a duck's back. Yawn, ignore, and go on about our business. For me, that's standard operating procedure, and I generally recommend it. No sense in being paranoid. Mostly, its sound and fury signifies nothing. Recently, when an alert sounded about yet another zany carom shot from the suits at the hyper-conservative, wannabe right-wing governmental think tank, Capital Research, I opened the link, scanned, sorted, and ignored with my usual indifference. Then I read an article about Trump and his team's concerted attack on what they see as the left infrastructure of the Democratic Party. I read the piece with some interest, even though I never would have exactly counted myself or the organizations we've built as part of any party's infrastructure. The basic thrust of the attack in the Times report was on party-affiliated law firms and Act Blue, the small donor fundraising tool used by many Dem politicians. They also mentioned wanting to see how they could get rid of the nonprofit tax status of many organizations they felt were troublesome to their anti-democratic ambitions by voicing dissent and opposition to their programs. I thought, we're now moving past my worry and warning about attacks on nonprofits to hearing about their more determined strategy and tactics. But then I read further. Scott Walter, president of the conservative watchdog group Capital Research Center, which monitors liberal money in politics, recently briefed senior White House officials on a range of donors, nonprofit groups, and fundraising techniques. The White House group is said to be exploring what more can be done within the law. It is not unusual for partisans in Congress or their outside allies to push for investigations into political groups on the other side of the aisle. But using the levers of government to target the opposition has long been considered an abuse of power, sometimes leading to prosecution. Oh no, not the Capital Research Center, home of broad-stroked guilt by association innuendos disguised as research. If they're briefing the White House on nonprofits, nothing good could come of this. I went back and read their recent piece that named me. It was by Michael Watson, their research director, entitled A History of Everything Leftist Unionism, The Rise of SCIU. I got my paragraph that squeezed in Local 100, Acorn, and SDS somehow into a devil's brew of the trouble that comes with this Wade Rathke. They also took a shot at the great Cecile Richards, who had begun as a union organizer with Local 100 before setting the world on fire in so many ways. Most of it was on John Sweeney and Andy Stern, former presidents of SCIU, and what they wrought in the labor movement and as party funders. Basically, I was proud to be in such great company. We may have all won some and lost some, but we were American freedom fighters and democracy defenders, one and all. That might not be the right lesson generally, though. None of us can stop what we're doing. As we found out in the attack on Acorn in 2009 and 10, the lesson has to be stand and fight. There's no place to hide, and we might have to decide that we're willing to stand together. At the same time, we need to batten down the hatches to be prepared and ready. It's not paranoia when they announce they're coming after us. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.